It was 5:30 in the morning, and I was still asleep. Suddenly, the phone rings. I pick it up and say, "Hello?" But there is no one on the other end. I wondered why someone would call at 5:30 in the morning and not say anything. Suddenly, I look around and discover that I wasn't in my own room. I was in a hotel room. Then I remembered. Our school had driven for 5 hours to go compete in a competition. I would be competing in mottos. The test that we had to take started at 9:30, but the teachers all decided to wake us up at 5:30 in the morning. So, after we got up and ate breakfast, everyone from our school loaded their things onto the bus and headed for the school where we would be competing. When we got there, it was still only 7:30. I wandered around the huge school looking for my room number. Finally, I found the room and started trying to cram everything in my head at the last moment. I really wanted to win something. I wanted to be recognized and get an award for doing something. Soon it was 9:30 and we all went into the classroom and the test began. I looked down at the question and it seemed like I didn't know the answer to half of them. But I tried anyways and turned it in. Later that night was the award ceremony. All my friends were there waiting to hear if they had won anything or not. Many of them were really nervous because all of them wanted to get awards too. Then my category came up. I listened hard for my name to be called, but I never heard it. I was disappointed. I wanted to win, to be the best. I had worked to try to be one of the best. But in the end, it didn't happen the way I wanted to. Looking back on it now, I can say that I'm not very disappointed. Do you know why I don't feel bad, even though I worked so hard? Because I know that all the awards that I get here on Earth will not last. All the prizes you get, the money you earn, and the time you spend at school is not going to go with you when you die. What you will take with you will be the way you acted, how you treated your friends, family, and people around you. That is what God looks at. He doesn't look at how many hard classes you took or how many honors you received. He loves you just the way you are. That doesn't mean that you should stop trying best or working your hardest. But it means that you must trust in God, not the things that you get in this world.